This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take the highway to the end of the night. End of the night. End of the night. Take a journey to the
final segment ahead of Daniel Esselin with the huge news. Alex, we got to have you back for a full hour soon, just or in studio sometime, to do a special report and bring a lot of the clips and things you've done. You know, hundreds of millions of views, hundreds of pedophiles exposed, many put in prison or jailed. Just tell us about how you woke up, why you got engaged, and why you think the left now, because I'm kind of assuming things, but everybody knows what I'm saying is true, are just out in the open sexualizing children, and it's like pedophiles have come out of the closet. It's not like that. That's what happens. Just 4 or 5 minutes on the state of the world today, why you got involved, and what's really going on.
Well, I mean, I catch predators now, online child predators, tons of pedophiles predators. If you all want to go watch on Rumble.com, it's free to join Predator Poachers, PredatorPoachers. That's where we do our predator catch. You can see us confront them online or whatever. We're going to do one later. But what got me into it was the way we do it is we pose as minors online typically, and people hit us up from across the country. And we continue conversation as if we were a kid. And oftentimes these people get very sexual. Then we go confront them in person, hopefully get a confession on camera, which seems to work most of the time. And we turn over that evidence to law enforcement. And that's led to pedophiles getting arrested in 43 different states for an array of charges like molestation, online solicitation, child porn, all of that type of stuff we've had predators arrested for. So what got me into it was I'm 23 now. I know I look older, but, you know, dealing with predators for 4 years kind of ages you. But when I was 19, I've always wanted to be a police officer, and I couldn't do that in Houston at 19 years old. You had to be 21 to graduate the academy. So after my first season of college football, I kind of got into these videos online, and, you know, I thought they were exaggerated, like the Chris Hansen or whatever. I thought they were kind of exaggerated, but so I wanted to see for myself, and within 30 minutes, I put up a profile of a 15-year-old boy, and somebody wanted to go meet him. Like that quick, and I realized, like, oh my gosh, I'm getting one or two every single night I'm trying this. So it turned into a passion specifically for sex offenders really quickly to get pedophiles off the street. And come 2020, we start decoying as like an 8-year-old girl online, and that just opened up an array of really bad sickos across the country, and that's why we travel so much and catch the sickest of the sick. And that's what we do. And very happy to say that our work has led to an arrest, like I said earlier, in 43 different states, convictions in 24 states, and I'm glad they're put on notice.
Well, all I can say is incredible. 4 years, and I remember going back like 3 years ago, being aware of your work and seeing it here and there, and now all over the place last year, and it's just another testament to one guy saying, I'm going to see if this is true, and then it's true. Well, I better do something about it. And there you are, like a college football player, and then start, you know, doing this because you can't be a cop yet. You want to fight them, and you're doing a great job. To answer the question, though, why do you think the left suddenly is just, we hate God, we're going to do satanic rituals at the Dodger Stadium, we do want to groom your kids, we do want to have sex with your kids. I mean, I think they know they're caught, and they're being exposed for how many there are, so they're trying to just say, okay, big deal, leave us alone, or we're strong, look out, because it's just, it's crazy, and they're destroying themselves in the process, and it's causing a great awakening, just like Big Pharma is. It's like evil is destroying itself.
Yeah, I think it's all, I mean, grand scheme of things, I don't think the left really cares about trans rights or gay rights. I think it is an all a depopulation plan. Because when a kid gets molested, I mean, it's sadly, they have trouble getting into relationships the rest of their life. They have a distrust. So it's just separating each other from procreating, I think, in the grand scheme of things. I think that's what it is. And of course, like, you know, the lawlessness that comes with it, we did a catch in King County, Washington. That's where Seattle is the other day. We did it in Renton, Washington. The cop was amazing. The detective was amazing. But sadly, the cop got a call to not arrest our guy on the spot that night, even though he blatantly broke the law. Communication with a minor for immoral purposes, admitted to breaking the law, admitted to us he broke the law, admitted to the cops he broke the law, and he got a call to not go do it. So, I mean, they obviously, with lawlessness and the depop plan, I think this is just one step into that narrative they want. So,
Alex Rosen, incredible. I5 for Kids on Twitter. Great job. We salute you. You're an example for us all. Look forward to being in the studio soon, brother.
See ya. Talk soon.
Thank you, sir.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night, but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. I've got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Friend on, I tell you, you blink and 5 years goes by. I've known this gentleman for 20 plus years. He is the consummate Bilderberg sleuth. He really took over for Jim Tucker as Jim got older and, you know, really would just kind of go and report on what Daniel discovered. Daniel Esselin also developed sources inside the Bilderberg Group, which is a top of the pyramid of the other globalist management systems. DanielEsselin.com on Twitter. Daniel Esselin, E-S-T-U-L-I-N. He has written a bunch of best-selling books. He's an expert on the globalist long-term game. And knowing him, gosh, it's got to be at least 20 years. And working with him on the ground many times, it is just crazy to go back to his books and go back to the things he said was going to happen about the transhumanism and the takeover of the energy and just everything. It's incredible. That's why everybody should watch the film. It's free online, Endgame, like the end of a chess game, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. So I'm going to try my best here, which I know in the old days, I never stopped interrupting, to let Daniel Esselin roll here. I was trying to do it with Alex Rosen earlier, but he was stopping every minute. Great guy, a really smart guy. So I'm going to try to shut up here as much as I can. We're going to skip this first network break coming up. Our break, and let Daniel Esselin roll with whoever he wants to start, because you've got Ukraine, and you've got the carbon taxes, you've got the imploding borders, and you've got the rollout of the shots and the lockdowns, and just all of it. We're not in beta, we're in operational. And how is it going for the globalists? What's going to happen next? Is Elon Musk for real? He's opposing their agenda, at least openly. I mean, this is a big discussion with a smart guy, and if I let him roll, he'll really give us some incredible data. And I'll have some questions later in the hour. If he wants to go more into the next hour, we can. So, Daniel, good to have you back. Amazing here, my friend. And let him have it.
All right, Alex. Actually, yeah, I've been thinking like you and I, we attended the 2006, I think it was, Bilderberg Conference in 2006. In Ottawa, on the outskirts of Ottawa in Canada. And before that, you had me on when my book came out in the Bilderberg Group back in 2004 and 2005. So yeah, we've known each other for about 20 years. We've been at it for a really long time, haven't we?
Yes, sir. Well,
I was listening to what the previous guest was talking about, and you were mentioning the left agenda, the leftists. With your permission, I'd like to explain where this entire movement, okay, came from, because I think a lot of people don't quite understand. We're not so much talking about the leftists, we're talking about the liberal, global liberal agenda, which is a global satanic agenda. But most people don't understand where it came from. They think it just came out because George Soros was on the scene. Actually, this thing goes back way back in time. So again, with your permission, if that's okay with you, I want to explain this because I think people need to understand so they have a better perspective of how this entire, you know, dialectic works.
Yes, sir. You are hosting right now. You've got the floor. We don't go to break for like 20 minutes. You got the floor. Boom.
Alex, I love you, man. You know, you've been at this for a long time. You're my hero. And to a lot of people out there, for as much as they criticize you out there, the people who really understand what you've done, we're with you 100%. I just want you to know that.
Well, thank you, sir.
So, listen, until I'd say the early 1980s, American society was mostly conservative and middle class. That doesn't mean that they all voted conservative, but their values and their outlook on life was conservative. And so then the situation changed in favor of the liberals with the advent of Reaganomics. In other words, the beginning of the credit stimulation of demand. And since this mechanism, which was based on the refinancing of private debt, allowed for the creation of a very stable middle class, more than half of the population of the United States, in fact, not only the United States, but we're talking about America, served as its, let's say, social anchor. And the middle class, unlike the poor, is very interested in having a strong state, even if the strong state is controlled by the bankers, which is it is today. And so it was from this period, again, we're going back to the early 1980s, that liberalism, not in a classical sense of the 19th century liberalists such as Voltaire, for example, but modern liberals, well, the gay parades, juvenile justice, sex change operations, pedophilia, which is about to be legalized the world over, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so this is the meaning of juvenile justice reform being implemented not only in the United States and Canada, but I repeat, again, in the entire Western world. Because again, you want liberal perks, you gotta play the game by their rules. And it was based on a very simple promise. If you want to live up to the standard of our middle class, support a liberal ideology. Actually, there were no pederastic values initially. Okay, but guarantee standards for the middle class, like little house, little garden, little car, 2 week vacations in Disneyland, et cetera, et cetera. And the people bought into this whole thing. And it became unnecessary to think about the future, to think about children, to think about grandchildren, because it contradicted liberal values. So people began to live for consumption, live day to day, and waves of happiness swept across the United States. Okay? And again, not only the United States, but those in Europe who wanted to join European Union, etc. And of course, it was never explained to these people that the economic model that underpinned the prosperity was finite. True, it was long, almost 40 years if we go back to the early 1980s, but again, finite. And by the way, this period has already come to an end, and we're seeing it right now. But in the meantime, we have two generations of this liberal parasites, 40 years, went through severe brainwashing and mind-bending. And the problem is these people do not know how to do anything. Okay, at most they aspire to be a famous YouTuber, a sneaky Hollywood producer, or like so many other people, and they have a freedom of expression. They want to show their breasts because they're free to do that and make money off of that. Okay, and most of them are not ready to take responsibility for the world around them, which is, again, being part of being a liberal, including having children, without that entitles having children. And they yearn for the safe spaces in college, teddy bears they can hug, and, you know, soulmates in moments of anguish, etc. But the concept of unlimited growth on a finite planet comes at a price. And so when the expansion ends and is ending right now, the apocalyptical collapse follows. And that's why things will get very uphill in Western Europe, where the liberals and the impoverished representatives of the old middle class will simply be absorbed by the conservative immigrants from North Africa, from the Middle East, who at least, unlike their white European brethren, have not forgotten how to reproduce. And so what we see is Eastern conservatism has already risen its head in Europe with clear emphasis on open nationalism. And so with the bankruptcy of the Bretton Woods economic model, liberalism will be very costly for Europe, especially for the West. How costly? Well, I'd say it's quite possible that some of the European countries will be wiped off the map forever, becoming a new Africa or a new Caliphate. You know, for example, we can talk about Norway, we talk about Sweden as an example. And there's nothing to be done because the rejection of biblical values, in other words, from a religious point of view, what does that mean? The sale of a soul has always comes at a steep price. And that is why it is absolutely vital to take into account what will happen after the death of liberalism. And more precisely, the representatives of this global Western project, in other words, the bankers, financiers. As soon as the pendulum swings from one extreme to the other, the hardcore conservatives, they will replace the global liberalism, which is what we're seeing right now, the fight to the death. And so what are these hardcore conservatives? Well, first of all, on the one hand, we're talking about aggressive nationalism, in other words, fascism, which is already we're seeing in Ukraine, we're seeing in the Baltic states, and then also no less aggressive Muslim fundamentalism. And of course, fascism is quite distasteful to most people, and Muslim fundamentalism isn't something that Christian Europe is ready to accept. And so after all this, what will happen? The next stage is communism will come to the fore. And in fact, Alex, neo-Marxism, we're already seeing more and more of it in the United States, in Western Europe, as an example of what I'm talking about. And so the defeat of the bankers and their liberalism will have grave consequences for the world. And again, we can actually extrapolate this ideological tug of war through the great wars of the 20th century and the, you know, World War One from the perspective of geopolitics, well, the war of vampires, empires, okay, from the conceptual point of view. It was the war of creeds and cultures. And so when World War One ended, on the one hand, you know, the collapse of...
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
But the change is impossible. Any change without first solving the problem of creating a different conceptual construction of the world around us. And the problem, again, we simply do not have globally or regionally conceptual centers that are not liberal. They're all liberal, not in Russia, not in Europe, not in the United States, not in Latin America, not in anywhere. And furthermore, quite substantial efforts are being made by the liberal class globally. Yes, they're on a deathbed, but they're more dangerous than ever because they're going to die. They're willing to die killing because they know if they lose, they'll be wiped out. The 500 years of their effort is going to be wiped out by, as you mentioned, all these nations which are not going along. And that also includes the United States. And one of the reasons that Trump became the alternative back in 2016, okay, to the chagrin of the global liberal banking financier elite is precisely because Trump, Putin, and Xi Jinping are they're on the same team. Now, this may sound like an anathema to most people, saying that's not possibly true, because Trump and Putin, they might have been buddies, but Trump and Xi Jinping, they're enemies. There were three friends, okay, fighting a common global enemy, which is far more powerful than any one of them individually, which is global liberal banking financiers. And the idea was, you join forces to destroy global liberal financiers, and then you sit down at the proverbial table, let's call it Yalta 2.0 agreement, okay, which is not a liberal contour, but the alternative contour, where you can have the winners, as you have the winners in Yalta 1 of Second World War, you'd have another Yalta 2, would have the winners of this post-global crisis, meaning the United States, meaning Russia, meaning China, meaning India, the world's most populous country. But again, repeat. Quite substantial efforts, Alex, are being made, you know, by this liberal class globally to ensure that any alternative center globally, wherever that may be, does not appear, including the United States, which is one of the reasons why they're destroying and dismantling the United States. I want to remind you of something. You and I discussed this way back when. I said about 10 years ago that the United States is very close. I didn't say like tomorrow. I said over the next few years, of going to a stage of, you know, post-crisis collapse of the United States as a nation state in the Civil War. In other words, what happened in the Soviet Union back in 1991, the metaphorical train that came into a station in 1991 and said, the Soviet Union, the collapse, with, you know, with all the entailing signs. I told you that the same thing is going to happen to the United States. And I remember you look, and it was quite funny because, you know, saying it's like, you know, I don't know, you know, it doesn't really, you know, sound all that true. But then we come to today, and how many American congressmen and senators are discussing openly about the United States should be broken up to.
Well, I remember we were in a hotel room. We were in a hotel room interviewing you in 2006 Ottawa. And yeah. I knew you have a good memory, but I remember going, because I respected you, and you're like, and the United States by 2020, 2025 will be on the edge of collapse, and I'm sitting there going, this guy knows what he's talking about. But.
It was a
yeah, yes,
it was an outtake, but, you know, again, when you build conceptual models, because, again, what do I do for a living? I create models that define the future. And so, and this is, again, to go back to what we were talking about earlier, this is where the main problem of replacing the liberals lies. Yes, they're parasites, and yes, they're deeply inappropriate, for the lack of a better word, in terms of the interests of any sovereign nation state, any, okay, yes, okay, in Russia, for example, they create problems with the alternative power groups, and they create problems for our relationship with the United States. The same could be said for China. The same could be said for Japan, which is a hyper-conservative society. And the transition to this constructive economic cooperation. And so they make these titanic efforts to destroy the Eurasian Union. But there is no point in eliminating individual liberals. Let's get rid of George Soros because he's George Soros. Why? Because the institution of system of economic and financial management globally is built under the guise of liberal paradigm. And what we need to do is we need to change the management model itself. But to do this and to create an alternative center or centers of conceptual thought globally, you know, you need to create a system And if you try to do it without having conceptual ideas, you will get a completely ineffective and inefficient administrative reform, which is what we're seeing right now. So it makes no sense to take one guy out and put another guy in. Okay, you need to change the system
By the way, what you're saying is so fundamental and is the most important thing I've heard in years. And you were harping on it 20 years ago, and I kind of went over my head. But I was saying this just last week to listeners. I said, we can't just get rid of their system. We have to have an alternative. We have to build something new that works to communicate. Because I noticed the left attacking me and other people. And so I've learned and gotten, you know, someone will understand what you're saying because I've experienced it. They always steal your identity. They always create some false narrative and a false system, and they do it to each individual and group and country and organization because they're creating a whole false, like, almost proto-VR lie. And what you're saying is the public only knows how to see that, and so how do we show them that we have to build some new system because the left has been able to program people to, like, live in a fantasy land? I mean, that's what you're saying.
Well, Alex, in Poland, they call you, Alex Jones, a Russian stooge, okay? So why? Because if you're not for them, you're against them. That's the liberal ideology globally. Now, what's the answer? The real reform involves putting an end to the imperial monetary system, ending its control over the issuance and price of money, replacing it with a sovereign credit system. And it also implies ending the power of private central banks, starting with the Federal Reserve. And so we should eradicate everything that reeks of globalization. And let's not forget the short term need to create a governance structure and management system for conceptual tasks. Conceptual is much higher, okay, than the actual idea itself. You need to plan the whole thing from a high vantage point. Just imagine one thing. You're sitting in your house looking out the window, you see a guy on a bicycle. Well, I'm in an airplane at 10,000 meters or 6,000 feet, and I can take in an entire much greater space. If you're in a satellite out there, you can take in the entire planet Earth. That's conceptual thinking. And if we can achieve this, then the image of the future can fundamentally change for everybody on the planetary level. That's our task globally. But to do this, we need to restore the alternative illiberal conceptual centers without which it's impossible to build managerial institutions and set goals. And I want to remind you that when Putin and Trump met in Helsinki, okay, Putin suggested to Donald Trump, and Trump went along with him initially, that they were to get together and create a think tank, okay, economic institution in Russia, not in the United States, because Putin explained to Trump, you couldn't do it in the States, they would sabotage it. Where the two nations with experts from the United States, okay, who understand the physical economy, there are lots of great American economists who are not liberal thinkers. Liberal meaning living at the expense of somebody else.
Hold on, this is too powerful. We're going to break, and I'm going to give you the floor when we come back, but I saw that when that happened. And I don't want to use a crude thing, but Russia was literally offering to get in bed with us and to give us all the resources, that, you know, nobody has what Russia has, if they could be at a level playing field with us, and that was what General Flynn told Trump was a great idea. Why would we not want to be partners with Russia and all their resources and their people? We could do anything, but the system got so scared. Remember at those meetings, they're like, look, he's talking to Putin. Trump's with Putin. Oh, my God, they're alone together. We can't let him do it because it makes so much sense. And instead, Trump's removed. There's a coup. Then the war starts with Russia. Daniel Esselin's our guest. We'll talk about his books, everything else. Go to his website, danielesselin.com, Twitter, Esselin. Daniel Esselin. So definitely go there. On Twitter, Esselin Daniel. On Twitter, it's reversed, Esselin Daniel. And his website's danielesselin.com. We'll be right back. This is so important. This guy knows what he's talking about. But the globalists are failing. Their system's collapsing. So then what comes out of this? We've got to debate and discuss that now. Stay with us.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste. And we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. and it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's Alex Jones.
So when I was interviewing Daniel Estulin 20 years ago, he would get frustrated with me. He's a nice guy, really smart guy, but he would just be trying to talk and interrupting. So I did pretty good last segment, only interrupting a few times, because he's laying out what's going on. And now I have his own frustration because I've done so much research. I've been doing this for almost 30 years. He's been doing it even longer. He's a little older than I am. And it's so frustrating when you know you're right and you have their own documents and you want to stop this and fix it and people won't listen. So when I get excited, listen to this guy. He literally, in his books, in the interviews, everything he did 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, laid it all out. The transhumanism, what the leftist weird model would do, how when it died it would cause this big cataclysm. We're now there at the deathbed. Like he said earlier. When I talked to him 15 years ago, 20 years ago, he had a sore throat at the doctor. It's on its frickin' deathbed right now. And so this gives me chills because I've got four children. One of them 6 years old. And I look at an elite that are so delusional they can't see what's happening. But the good news is Daniel's a really smart intellectual. He was able to meet with these people because they were listening. Some of the dissenters in Bilderberg that actually thought, no, these people are nuts. They don't see what's happening. So he was talking to people that were at the highest level of wargaming 20 years ago, 18 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, about their own concern about how they get out of what they've done. So when we're up here, we're not talking about some right-wing football issue or some left-wing political distraction issue that are sub-issues. We're talking, like he said, 30,000, 10,000-foot view that only big picture and being honest will do anything. But instead of debating their kind of scorched earth, stay-behind network thing where they're all digging into bunkers, I don't want the elite to have to be in bunkers. I want to have some kind of peace deal and fix the world. And that is what Putin has tried to do. And I'm not a Russophile, but I'm also not a Russophobe. And so China made deals with the globalists, has kind of broken with them, and now they may be back, who knows. But Russia, again, just like Hitler, just like Napoleon, is its own deal standing against this. It's a magic moment. So I'm going to shut up again. Continue back where you were at about the real politics that you're talking about, Daniel Esselin, right now.
Thanks, Alex. But before I forget, my webpage, danielesselin.com, it was shut down by the Gestapo Google. So my new page is www.esselin.media, and my YouTube channel is Daniel Esselin or Daniel Esselin International. Daniel Esselin or Daniel Esselin International.
Okay, I apologize. One of my biggest problems is we'll have a bio and we never check it.
Oh, they shut it down recently, so it's a
Half the time, we don't have the right URL. So slowly, give us out the URL. We're going to in-post when this is updated, Infowars.com. And well, you know, once we're not live, we'll put it on band.video. We will put it up. So slowly, give us the URL. We're going to load it into there and make sure people get it out.
It's www.esselin.media, M-E-D-I-A, media. Esselin.media. And my YouTube channel is Daniel Esselin. Or Daniel Esselin International. And my Twitter feed is, my previous account was shut down by Buddy Musk, but the new account is Esselin V letter V Z. Okay? Now,
say it again. Hold on, this is important. And I didn't know Elon Musk shut you down. I want your take on him as well. Say the main site again. People get into what you're doing. It's so critical. The main site again. Let's just do this now. Your main site, your books, your work. How do people find it? And then the Twitter account again.
Okay. The best way to buy my books is through my American publisher, Chris Milligan. These are some of the titles that came out before Trans Evolution, The Coming Age of Human Deconstruction, which came out back in 2011 in the United States. And a lot of the things we're seeing right now, the deconstruction of us, the people, I've explained it 12 years ago. There it is, Trans-Evolution, the Coming Age of Human Deconstruction. And this is the latest book, 2045 Global Projects at War. Get it from my friend and also your friend, Alex.
And notice again, you predicted the whole trans movement, not just the sex movement, but the transhumanist movement, the cloning, the GMO, the cyborgs, and you predicted a year and a half before the war that it was about to happen. Again, I'm not kissing your ass. Incredible.
Alex, a lot of the things that Harari is talking about right now, Harari is, of course, the right-hand man to Klaus Schwab. I talked about this in my book before he came out with his book. So again, and my webpage again, www.esselin.media, and my YouTube is Daniel Esselin or Daniel Esselin International, one of the two.
Esselin. So I shouldn't say Esselin. No, you haven't corrected me in 20 years. It's Esselin.
No, it's Esselin. Esselin. Daniel Esselin. Let me show you the cover. Here's my name, Daniel Esselin. Okay.
I know I can barely pronounce names right, but I'm glad you're teaching me after 20 years how to do it. I mean it. I love you, brother. So I know I agree. In fact, I read your book on transhumanism 10 years ago, and you're right. It looks all plagiarized by Harari, but he says it's all good. So he just took your book, rewrote it, and
said it's all good. Well, as long as it's good for him, it's good for me. Anyway, to go back to what we're talking about, again, we need to understand this conception. You mentioned Putin. And I think what a lot of people don't understand, and again, when we talk about, when you and I discuss that Trump, the United States, it was a nation state, not what it is today. The United States, when Trump was president, he wanted to work with Putin. and he wanted to work with Xi Jinping. Not because he loved Putin and he loved Xi Jinping, but as political experience, you needed the two, three world leaders, Russia, China, and the United States, to work together against a far more powerful enemy, which is global liberalism. Because let me give you an example so people understand, because I think people don't understand. They say, Putin is a dictator, he is the most powerful leader in the world, we should all be afraid of him. Well, first of all, I'm going to show to you that it's not the case, first of all. Second of all, if we look at the warfare today, okay, it's not fought only via, you know, guns shooting at each other. It's fought via global information and finance systems, where information acts as a kind of a weapon of mass psychological destruction. In other words, if the control over a country by the world financial oligarchy is ironclad, it means the sovereignty of the state doesn't exist because of its integration within the world's financial information system. Again, let me use Russia as an example. Yes, Russia is a nuclear superpower, but in terms of information and financial sovereignty, it belongs to the category of countries where state sovereignty is absent for the most part. In fact, we could easily say that Russia is a crypto colony, a country exploited by the global elite with the help of complex financial technologies that operate covertly and are largely invisible to the official scientific community, financial technologies that operate covertly, again, you know, on the level beyond what most people understand. Again, the main beneficiary of Russia's economic activity, as well as the overwhelming majority of the world, are not the citizens of Russia. It doesn't matter. If we're talking about Russia, if we're talking about a capitalist country led by the United States, it belongs to the financial oligarchies acting in unison with the politicians and the leaders of the transnational corporations. And again, what I've just said about Russia may surprise many people. With a strong president like Putin, you know, the country seems to be, Russia seems to be on the right track. It's not quite like that. Let me explain. Russia has only partial political sovereignty thanks to Russia's strategic nuclear arsenal, a strong deterrent, needless to say, to the enemies. But in the conditions of permanent hybrid war, nuclear weapons are not a very effective weapon of choice. For example, okay, having the most advanced nuclear technology in the world, okay, did not help Russia's Olympic athletes in the Olympic Games. Russia's athletes were forced to compete without the flag, without the anthem, and, you know, and without the name Russia on their jerseys. And if a Russian athlete did win a gold medal, okay, Russian athletes did not hear its national anthem. They heard an Olympic anthem. In other words, Russia's nuclear arsenal did not help in this hybrid war against the West and the International Olympic Committee under the International Monetary Fund's control. And the punishment has nothing to do with doping. It has nothing to do with anything at all. I repeat, Russia's information and financial management systems under the control of the International Monetary Fund institutions, whether it's International Monetary Fund, whether it's the World Bank, whether it's World Trade Organization, World Health Organization, it doesn't make a difference. Russia is a member of all of these organizations. In
so
other
you're
words,
saying basically Putin only got a little bit better deal in 1991, 1992.
Not a little bit better deal.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Our leftist Anglo-American New World Order.
Yeah, it's an interplanetary phenomenon, exactly. You have confrontation on all levels, geopolitical and above all else, ideological. Because, again, Russia rejects everything in globalism. Unipolarity, Atlanticism on the one hand, liberalism, anti-traditional values, a technocracy, the Great Reset on the other. And it's clear that all European leaders, all of them, are part of this liberal, globalist, Atlanticist.
Well, they're all compromised puppets. There's only a few people that are puppets. I don't like Xi Jinping, but he's not a puppet. I don't like a lot of Putin does. He's not a puppet. The difference is all other leaders are puppets. That's why the left feared Trump for all his warts and problems. He wanted to be president. He was under their control.
Well, the masks are finally off. Okay? Russia is now being counseled by the globalists. Russia no longer has a choice. Either it, the country, she disappears, or Russia builds its own world, its own civilization. And so the first step was taken on the 24th of February 2022. But in the face of globalism, only a state continent or civilization continent, which is what Russia is, can be sovereign. And so Russia is now creating a global resistance camp, and her victory is the victory of all alternative forces globally, both left and right, and all the people of the entire world. And that's why, again, if Trump wins the election, Russia with Putin, Trump with the United States, and Xi Jinping and China, they can and they will destroy global liberalism if that actually happens. Because, again, we're talking about on the one hand...
Because they're all three threatened by it. Notice what Xi Jinping did when they removed Trump via the coup. He literally had a security meeting, had all the security heads there, the entire Communist Party, met in a hotel. He said, if they can take an American president, they can take us out. He killed all the deals with U.S. tech and said, we're now in charge. We don't trust any of you. Because they saw that. They understood the power of the technocracy, the AI. So I'm not defending Xi Jinping, but that is a powerful move when they understand that.
What the elite have done, and this is something that you and I basically warned everyone about, is they tried to divide us. Okay, and you've seen that in the United States. Left, right, Trump, you know, anti-Trump, MAGA, anti-MAGA, you know, abortion rights, anti-abortion rights, whites against blacks, women against men, liberals against conservatives. And when you divide people into groups and get them to fight each other, while they're fighting each other, you're stealing your constitution, your monies, you're changing laws of the country, you're implementing all kinds of things which go against the grain, against the interests of a nation state. And let's not forget something that nobody is right now talking about this. I know you talked about this in the past. Okay, the labs, the bio labs in the Ukraine, okay? Because again, if you look at the United States, does the war, is the war of interest of America? Absolutely it is. The war is the only way to maintain chaos and instability throughout the world and funnel the world's money to American government bonds and dollars and stocks. Only war will feed the army of the unemployed and unwilling to work American citizens. Only war will allow them to maintain the how many, 800, 1,000, 1,300 military bases throughout the world? I've lost track. And after all, those who reap benefits from the war, where are they? They're on Wall Street, counting the profits because they're part of this global financial markets and one world company limited. And again, another reason, we're talking about, you know, the compelling reason for the invasion. We're talking about nothing less than the bio-extermination that the United States, through its Ukrainian proxy, have prepared for Russia. And the American embassy, I remind you, removed documents about the biolabs in Kyiv and Odessa from the official website shortly before the invasion. But the media managed, the Russian media managed to recover the information about the American biolab laboratories in Ukrainian soil. And it's striking that the Russian military operation announced by Putin in Ukraine coincided with a planned launch of U.S. military biolabs in Kyiv and Odessa. And I don't rule out that this was precisely what served as the deadline for Kremlin. And this goes, again, way, way back, because, again, years ago, Putin warned of the dangers of developing biological weapons near Russian borders, okay? We're talking about the year 2005, 2006, 2007. Okay, then Medvedev came, okay, and after Putin got back in 2012. Again, he was talking about this. So, again, this goes way back.
And, again, for those who don't know why that's so important, the globalists want plausible deniability. So they build a base near you, then they claim it leaks later, so there's plausible deniability. We saw that. Daniel Estlin, moving away now from Russia, which is so central to the globalist plan, and it is central, so I'm glad we covered it first. What do you make of what happened with COVID when they declared the pandemic over 2 months ago? I said, watch, they'll declare victory and then say, now a new pandemic's coming. They've done that. I'm really concerned about what this dying neoliberal Anglo-American globalist program as it collapses, what is it going to try to either stay in control or launch a new paradigm?
Well, we know towards climate change. What do you like, climate change or Greta Thunberg? And again, if you kind of go back, and Alex, I mean, I think you're the first to bring this. You're the luminary on this. You talked about it in your documentary films. Okay, you talked about this like 10, 12, 15 years ago. They've been doing this for a long time. This agenda is old. And if you kind of go to Schwab's books, and most people say, I'm not going to read that trash. No, I recommend people read Schwab. Not because Daniel Estrin is a globalist. No, because I think it's important to know what the elite are doing. Because again, any conspiracy, Alex, is an open conspiracy. There's a book published back in 1928 by H.G. Wells. Okay? It's called The Open Conspiracy. And that's what the elite do. They tell you up front what they're going to do to you. And they laugh in your face as they kill you and say, remember I told you, and you didn't pay attention. So if you want to understand what they're going to do to you, read his book, COVID-19, The Great Reset. And so Schwab looks at climate threats as a kind of a long-term, what does he call it, driver of the reset, because that's what we're going to. Again, if you look at the book, to quote from it book, he said that hopefully the threat from COVID-19 won't last, and one day it will be behind us. But, he said, by contrast, the threat from climate change and such events will be with us for the foreseeable future and beyond. This is what we have to be paying attention to. And that said, Alex, I think it's important to understand that the ecological crisis, a climate catastrophe...
But let me just back you up. Stop. I just want to back you up. Because Klaus Schwab wrote that in a couple books. He put out his book right as it was all starting, COVID-19, right where he said. But then... Project Veritas with James O'Keefe got all those undercover videos with high-level CNN journalists like 2 years ago, and they said, well, we're going to run this COVID thing for another year, which they did, but then we're going to shift fully to climate change and climate lockdowns and cut off their energy, and it was all true. So Schwab said they'd do it. You go, well, is he in charge? He's at least a mouthpiece. Then CNN's caught saying, in 1 year we end the pandemic, we start the climate change. You just nailed it. And so that's the whole next move. Please continue.
So again, that's it. Again, they're talking about ecological crisis, climate catastrophe. These are the set phrases we're going to be seeing in the mainstream media. Again, this is not Klaus Schwab's invention. Preparations to build the world on the basis of these arguments began over half a century ago. We're talking like 1968 at the initiative of Wells, David Rockefeller. Okay, and the non-governmental organization, which they called the Club of Rome. That's when it was created. That's when the whole thing started. And the Club of Rome, again, was founded in April 1968 by Alexander King and Aurelio Pesci, and it followed the Malthusian theories with a view to what? To genocide. Okay? And who belongs to the Club of Rome? Oh, these are some important people in the West who are concerned about our well-being. No. We're talking about members of some of the oldest families of the Venetian black nobility of Europe. These are the descendants of the richest European families of European class who controlled and ruled Genoa and Venice, going back to the 12th century. And so in 1972, 4 years after the Club of Rome creation, they published their manifesto on the plan of humanity called The Limits to Growth, where if we are to take them at their word, they said, well, basically, you know, the current situation, you know, especially with the demographic expansion in time of scarcity of natural resources, we cannot survive on the planet Earth. And so they said, in search of this new enemy, okay, they said, we come up with the idea that this enemy could be the pollution, the threat of global warming, water security, famine, and the like. And they concluded by saying, okay, that the true enemy of the planet Earth is us, humanity itself. And so if you actually go back to the Club of Rome, to the 1960s, early 1970s, they began to prepare a plan for the reset of humanity. And they specified what, you know, in the report, what this reset is all about. Number one, the introduction of control over demographic processes in the world to stabilize the population and to reduce the optimal number to a billion people. Number two, deindustrialization of the economy. Number three, erosion of the national sovereignty of the state. Number four, the digitalization of all aspects of human life and society. Number five, the creation of a single world state on the ruins of the nation. So you dismantle the countries, okay, and you create global government. This is the Illuminati agenda, ladies and gentlemen.
Daniel, this is the most powerful interview we've ever done. Can you do a couple more segments with us?
Absolutely.
Oh, beautiful. Real fast, we're going to put your URL on screen, get his books, find his material right there, ladies and gentlemen. We'll tell you about it coming up, Estelin.media. All right, we're going to go to break. Wow, 30 more minutes left with this guy. I'm having flashbacks of stuff he said 20 years ago and his books 15 years ago. And I'm just, we got to stop this. This is so psychotic. This is so evil. He's got to get back in the Club of Rome. I have barely plugged today. We won't be here. We don't get funding. Infowarsstore.com. Make a donation. Get the turmeric toothpaste. Get the other. We got great nootropics. Brain Force Plus. Brain Force Ultra. 50% off right now. We need funding to stay on air. Thanks for your support. Infowarsstore.com. Or 888-253-3139. You can get a copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. That is also very important. Man, this is a crazy time. Back in 2 minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.